Welcome back, AM 1160, The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic radio station. We are in the last 2 hours of our pledge drive. Wow, what a wonderful pledge drive it's been. It's a spirit drive. Celebrate your faith, spirit drive. We are trying to get the necessary funds in order to keep Catholic radio on the air, and we need your help. We are at 678-688-4549. We right now are still sitting at this $48,690. We've been there a while. We have been at $48,690 a while. Come on, who can be the hero that gives us the last $1,310 to get us up to that $50,000 mark? We can do this. Come on, let's do it. 678-688-4549. We have some wonderful fundraisers here with us today because these focused missionaries, they know how to raise funds. When we do these local pledge drives, we also get great local guests. And this hour is no exception. We have Georgia Tech Catholic Center focused missionaries, Srishti Gupta and Rick Dickens. And welcome. Thank you. We are
so
glad you're
here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So we know that all good things begin with prayer. Would one of you be willing to lead us in a prayer to get the hour started?
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that.
Great.
So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you just for this time that we get to have together to just talk about our faith, to talk about the wonderful ways in which you're working in our lives as well as in the lives of so many students at Georgia Tech. We just ask that you be here with us during this interview and here on the radio, and for all of those listening in this moment, that they may feel your presence with them each and every day, that you may bless their lives, and that they may grow closer to you in pursuit of sanctity and of heaven. And Mother, may we entrust this time to you and this hour to you, and we offer this up in your most holy name as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so we do this, we have a few housekeeping kind of things to cover, all right?
Alrighty.
We have been waiting to ring this bell for an hour.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We didn't get to do it. We did it right at the top of the hour, but it was actually from a donation from the previous hour, so we want to ring this bell. We ring the bell when we get to every $10,000 increment. That means that we ring it at $50,000, so we're only $1,310 away from another ring.
Alrighty.
So we do that. We also get an automatic ring when we get a founder. And a founder says that they will give $100 a month for 36 months or a one-time $3,600 pledge. We have done that several times so far. We have had Julie, Julietta, Denise, Janet, Betty, St. Bridget's Men's Clubs, Michael, Father Peak, Denise, Major General Tom, an anonymous donor, Gift of Hope, Peter, Christ the King, Knights of Columbus, Lynn Wood, Johanna, Terry Newton from Mustard Seed Communities, Chuck, and then we have two more that I don't know the names, but I know we had two that were added, so we'll get the names on those last two. So we are grateful to all of those 20 people who have called in as a founder. We would love to have a whole lot more before we end this interview. The number to call if you want to help us with that is 678-688-4549. It is an automatic ring of the bell. We have two guests here, so we've got to ring it at least twice. If we get a founder, we also will be over $50,000, and we'll be able to ring it twice. But we got to get the phones ringing.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you can give, whether it's a founder, a one-time, a monthly, whatever it is. We also have this very fun competition between all of the Knights of Columbus, or four of the Knights of Columbus, for the fish fry competition. Who has the best fish fry? The Knights of Columbus were on here last night, and we gave 1 point for a one-time donation, 2 points for a monthly donation, and 3 points for a founder. And right now the count is St. Bridget's in the lead with 21. Christ the King is next with 15. St. Michael's has 9 and All Saints is 8. But we still have time. Anybody could win this. I keep thinking one of these, like All Saints or St. Michael's, they're just going to come blazing at the end and pass everybody up. They've probably got it up their sleeve that they're just going to come in and blaze right past everybody at the very end so they don't have time to catch up. So let's do it. Number to call, 678-688-4549. Okay. Oh, we also want to say thank you to Chick-fil-A on Woodstock Road in Roswell because they have given us breakfast sandwiches every day of the pledge drive, and they are delicious. So thank you to Chick-fil-A on Woodstock Road here in Roswell. Okay. So I think that's all the housekeeping. If something else comes up, I'll interrupt you as we go through the interview process, interrupt you once in a while to do some begging. You're welcome to beg with me. The number's right there. You can beg with me anytime you want to. And so let's go ahead and get started. Again, we're talking with Srishti Gupta and Rick Dickens, and they are focus missionaries at Georgia Tech Catholic Center. So let's start out by just, you know, there's got to be people out there still that don't know what focus is. So let's start out by telling what that acronym stands for and what focus is and what they do.
So focus stands for Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and the whole idea behind it is to basically encourage mission for life in the Catholic Church. And it mostly focuses on college students and building them up where they're at. Rick, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would say that's a big part is it's something that is very mission driven. And that's been a gift to, I think, part of the reason my focus is able to spread so much so quickly is because it not only raises up future leaders of the church, but it also empowers them to go out and actually to evangelize and spread the gospel to each and every person that they encounter. And so that's a little bit about what we do. We get to go onto these college campuses, meet these students where they're at, and to walk with them and to really invest in them in a very formative time of their lives.
Yeah. Excellent. Very, very good. And you know, I know because my daughter was a focus missionary for a while, I know that there are statistics about how many students leave their faith when they get to college. And so let's share a few of those statistics to kind of set the stage for the need for focus on the campuses.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the one that comes to mind is that 80% of those who leave the Catholic faith will do so by age 22, which is a very startling statistic. And so what better place to actually go out and to meet these students than in the 18 to 22 years of age when they're finally independent on their own, thinking for themselves, have all these different ideas and people pulling them every which way and direction. And so to actually go out and to really encounter them and help them on their faith journey is, I think, one of the biggest ways that focus does that, and kind of one of the big reasons why we're on a college campus.
Yeah. I mean, we're on 153 college campuses right now, which is quite a bit. That's 42 states. And it's making a difference. I mean, I know focus was a huge part of my faith, and I believe Rick's as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, since starting in 1998, right? And so being able to, in 20 years, or just about, now I guess it's 21, go from one campus in Benedictine College in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, of Atchison, Kansas, and now to grow the way that it has, I think it's just a testament to kind of the model that Christ himself modeled for us all in spiritual multiplication and being able to actually go out. Yeah. Now we have 700 missionaries serving full-time.
And we're not only in the U.S., we actually have 5 international locations as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going, you know?
And truly every corner of the world, which is really cool.
That is very cool. And you know, I use the quote that I actually originally heard from Focus, but it applies to Catholic radio as well. Some people give to the missions by going, and some people go to the missions by giving. And I think it applies to Focus, but it also really applies to Catholic radio because the mission of Catholic radio is to save souls. And we can so easily do that simply by picking up a phone and dialing. I mean, it's just as easy as that, giving up a little bit of our treasure. You know, we haven't talked a lot about the Dollar a Day Club, but But, you know, I think most people can give up a dollar a day. You can figure out a way. You know, somebody said you go to the coffee shop and you take the next size smaller. You know, that's your dollar a day right there. You know, you don't go through the drive-through. If you're, you know, if you're somebody that goes out every day at work or whatever, brown bag it once and count that up and get up to the $30 a month. Whatever it is, it's the dollar a day. Figure out a way to give up a dollar a day and call in to Catholic Radio and pledge that. A dollar a day would give us, if you do $30 a month, that's $360 in a year for Catholic Radio. And that goes a long ways because we have a potential 3.1 million listeners at any given moment because this signal is so strong. 50,000 watt station, we reach a whole lot of people, and we hear all the time about those that happened, air quotes, happened onto the radio station, and all of a sudden their lives are being changed because of what they're hearing, and the misconceptions about the Catholic Church are being, you know, they're realizing that what they understood isn't the truth, and they are being given the truth. So can you participate? We really need your help. We are now at $48,840. So that's just, what are we at now? $1,160. So we are moving up a little bit at a time. And when we get to $50,000, we are going to ring this bell. So come on, let's do it. Give us a call. At 678-688-4549. Okay. This is the names is what you're telling me? Okay. All right. So, you know, we do use every penny, nickel, dime, and quarter very wisely. And so, you know, we've got these little post-it notes that we are passing around to each other. So when you hear me pause for just a minute, it's because I'm trying to figure out what they're telling me on the little post-it note. So, yeah, we are high-tech here. I'm telling you, I brought my own personal computer. We've got a Google Doc here that's being updated so that I can see what the totals are. We really want the money that you give to go to the purpose that it's intended, and that is to keep Catholic Radio on the air and fulfill the mission of saving souls. And we take that very seriously. Truly we do. And so can you give us a call and give us some of your treasure for the mission of saving souls? Again, we're at $48,890 overall so far for the three-day pledge drive. We are at $136,991. So come on, a hero could make that $9, bring it up to $137, and then we just need $13,000. So, but a big hero could give us the whole $13,007. I'm sure there's somebody out there that could do it to get us up to the $150,000 mark. But whatever it is that you would like to give, whatever the Holy Spirit is calling you to give, that's what we want you to do. The number to call, 678-688-4549. Again, we are talking with Srishti Gupta and Rick Dickens, and they are FOCUS missionaries. FOCUS stands for Fellowship of Catholic University Students. They are acting as a missionary on the Georgia Tech Catholic Center campus. So talk to us about what a missionary on a campus, you know, we usually, when we think about missionaries, we think about going to foreign lands, right?
Right.
So we're talking Georgia Tech Catholic Center. Mm-hmm. What does a missionary do at Georgia Tech Catholic Center?
Well, you see, so with us, we meet the students where they're at. It's a very peer-based ministry. We work closely with the campus ministry, so with Father Josh, who's our chaplain, and whoever works there, and with the Catholic Student Organization there, and we invite students into the faith and into learning more about their faith through events, through Bible studies, honestly, sometimes even just bringing them to the sacraments. And I think it's mostly about meeting them where they're at. And Rick, what... do you have anything else?
Yeah, and so I think the main three things that we try and do is we try and have them have like an encounter. Mm-hmm. We try and invite them in, and then trying to have an impact afterwards, mm-hmm. after the original invite or encounter that they may have. And so those are the kind of the things that we really try and lay the groundworks to do. As you're talking about, when people hear missionaries, they always think of, you know, anywhere but a college campus. But again, I think that there aren't really many places that need missionaries more than a college mm-hmm. campus, because there's so many students, there's so many people that we could be reaching right now.
Yeah.
And there's so many students out there that are just totally lost. Yeah. And have lost their identity of who they are as sons and daughters of Christ. And so
yeah.
being able to invite them into the Catholic Center, into the community, into the faith, and we do it through two avenues, through Bible studies
yeah.
and discipleship.
Discipleship.
And those are the ways that we really try and invite them and try to have impacts on their lives. Mm-hmm. Bible studies, and that's where they get to have like a Catholic community, get to
yeah.
meet people, get to whether they're in the same fraternity or different Greek life on campus
yeah.
or same majors or whatever the case may be, they meet people who are like-minded in pursuing
yeah.
Christ. And that is something that is so attractive to each yeah. and every college student, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah.
And then from there, discipleship allows us to really intentionally one-on-one, not only the missionary to student, but also then those students turn around and invest in other students.
Yeah.
And so that really allows for spiritual multiplication to happen and for us to reach so many more souls than,
yeah.
you know, if it was just myself, Shristi, and the rest of our team going out,
yeah.
But actually empowering students so that
yeah.
not only can they impact students on a college campus, but when they graduate
yeah.
and go into a parish, they can just say, like, let's ride
yeah.
And just go and
yeah.
really bring people
yeah.
with them to
yeah.
heaven.
I mean, they're the future, right? They're
mm-hmm.
in college right now, but they're going to be out in the world. They're going to be in the parishes. They're going to be in your parish. If they are on fire about their faith, then they'll change their own parish as well. And that's what we're trying to do, is bring them there so that one day they can go out.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps some of them could go somewhere abroad.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a cool, it's so cool
yeah.
to see your students
yeah.
go and do incredible things. It's
yeah.
it's unbelievable.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those things. What are you seeing your students, your mentees, whatever you want to call it, students, mentees? My understanding is that Focus is kind of a multiplication of the loaves, that each
mm-hmm.
one goes and finds one
mm-hmm.
and brings them closer to God. And so you guys have a core amount of people that you work with, and then they go out and they work with people, and it just keeps multiplying. So you're seeing some fruits, and let's talk about some of those fruits. I'll give out the number real quick, and then let's talk about some of them. 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. Come on, $1,110, and we ring the bell. $1,110. We can do this. I want to say thank you to Georgia, to Kirsten, to Robin, to Oscar, to Regina, to an anonymous person, to John, to Jared, to Mary, to Jeannie. Those are all the ones that have called in that I'm not sure if I said your name. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to make sure that everyone knows how much we appreciate the fact that they are calling and they are giving to Catholic Radio. We found out that the last two founders that I didn't know the names of when I read the list, Sabrina and an anonymous person. So we are grateful for those donations as a founder. And we were looking for anything that you can give, but right now it would be really cool just to get up to that $50,000 mark for today. $1,110 is all that we need. Come on, we can do this. $1,110, and we are just about 13,000 away from the goal for the 3 days, and that would be at the 150,000 mark. Take it one step at a time. Right now, we're just trying to get up to the 50,000 for the day and then soar right on past it so that we end up at the $150,000 for the 3 days. The number to call, 678-688-4549. All right, we are talking with Shristi Gupta and Rick Dickens. We were talking about the fruit that's bearing from the Focus missionary activities.
Yep.
All right. So so there's six missionaries. There's six of us. We have a team of six, two men and four women on campus. So if we were just trying to do this on our own and not bringing students into it, we wouldn't be able to reach the campus. But right now we have 85 disciples on our college campus, which means 85 students who have committed their life to spreading the word of God, who have committed their life to the sacraments, who've actually committed themselves to leading Bible studies, to mentoring other students. not only that, through those students, we have about 203 Bible study participants, mm-hmm. which six missionaries would not be able to lead. So that's kind of what we're going for more, is to empower them so that they can go out. That way, with six missionaries, you can actually reach the college campus. I would say one of the biggest things that I have seen as fruit is I lead a Bible study with one of my disciples, and it has about 15 women in it. And currently, six of them are leading their own Bible studies. Now, I would not be able to reach the freshmen that they're reaching. I cannot physically reach those 20 to 30 women that they're investing in every single day. But through them, we can do that. And I think that's the coolest part about Focus. And the thing is, every single one of those women in Bible study, they know, like my disciples know, that like they are loved and cared for by at least one person, mm-hmm. and their girls are know that they're loved and cared for by mm-hmm. at least one person. And not only that, they know that like Jesus loves them, mm-hmm. but like in more of a personal encounter than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, yeah, to Shushi's point, it's really cool to see. So we're actually a relatively newer team yeah. this year in terms yeah. of, there are four of us that are all first years.
Yeah.
And so this is our first year as not only Focus missionaries, but also at the Georgia Tech campus. And Shushi and I are both yeah. first year missionaries. And so it's been really cool to see not only the wonderful missionaries that have come before us. And I think our first year was 2013 at Georgia Tech.
Yes.
And so to see what the wonderful missionaries before us have been able to lay as like kind of the foundation or the groundwork for what we've had mm-hmm. and what we're able to come into. But then yeah. actually to see what our teammates are doing. I think we're currently have a Bible study in every single sorority on campus.
We do.
Which is really cool and really exciting. And not many yeah. campuses can say that.
Yeah.
And what's exciting about that is literally every single girl who walks into a sorority at Georgia Tech has the opportunity to be a part of a Bible
yeah.
study. And that is such a gift and such yeah. a blessing. And it's just cool to see how our teammates have really been
yeah.
able to get into those
yeah.
sorority houses. And then the fraternity aspect are really starting to work on that as well. We have one in Beta, we have SIGAP, Delta Chi, Kappa Sigs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, I think, 33 fraternities or something
yeah.
like that on Georgia Tech. So there's a lot of work to get done there. But just to see, even in the Greek aspect, I think
yeah.
that the area that people would consider to be the most difficult to get into for whatever reason has actually been thriving,
yeah.
which is super cool to see. So again, just the gifts of, as Shristi was talking about, to see not only the missionaries doing exceptionally well, but to see the students
yeah.
to grow in their confidence, to be able to feel like they can go out and evangelize. And then when they graduate, go into their workplace or
mm-hmm.
their parishes, has been really cool. And then lastly, I'd say another awesome gift has just been, we actually have started a Bible study with the football team at
yeah.
Georgia Tech. So to see those guys coming around, and they're some of the greatest guys that I've gotten to
yeah.
to work with. And so just to see the faith and the athletics department, when we have one with the women's track and field team. I mean,
yeah.
literally every corner of campus,
yeah.
we have Bible studies there
mm-hmm.
or trying to get there. So
yeah.
it's really cool.
I mean, we not only have them in athletics and the Greek life, we're also targeting Georgia Tech fellowship programs, right? So we have a Grand Challenges Bible study. We have a Stamp Scholar Bible studies. So it's
grad
honestly
students. I mean,
grad students Bible studies. They're, you know, like slowly we can reach pretty much every corner
absolutely
of this campus, and that's just amazing. I mean, I went to Georgia Tech. So I've been around Focus for 4 years, and I've just seen it blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a first year, I think we had like five or six, maybe a few more Bible studies, and just to see where we're at now and just the growth of the Catholic Center itself.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, is it kind of unusual, I think, for them to put you on the campus that you graduated from?
Yes, it is unusual. I was an international student, so I'm on a visa, which was one of the reasons where they put me. They have to keep me for 2 years. And I just feel like, I don't know, they don't really tell us why they place us where they place us. We just commit to it for 2 years, and it's great. I mean, I love being back.
I since my daughter was a Focus missionary, and because I have the role that I do in doing pledge drives, you know, in many different states, I interview a lot of Focus missionaries, and I've never had anyone tell me that they were on the same campus that they graduated from.
She's a special case. We're thankful that she's here.
I wonder too if that's why you're having such success in getting into sororities is because of the contacts that you had.
Here's the interesting part. I am actually not one of the Greek missionaries. That is one of our is two of our teammates, Caitlin and Deidre.
Okay.
And they're the Greek missionaries, and they've been like really working to get into the sororities, but to actually just love the women that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to your point, the continuity is huge, and Deidre has been here for 5 years.
Yeah, so she's been
able to see, and she's really been able to, because it's difficult sometimes when Focus missionaries come in for a year and then they get called elsewhere, which praise God, because when they do, there's obviously an even bigger need at a different campus. And as missionaries, we're called to fill those needs. And Focus does a great job of really trying to keep us at a place, at a university, if possible, so that we can have those lifelong relationships and really form those intentional friendships and discipleship with the students. But I think Deidre's a perfect example of that, where she spent 5 years there and she's really gotten to work with students who have literally, I mean, she's seen from first year to graduation or 5th years. And so I think that continuity has really allowed for the Greek movement at Georgia Tech to take off.
Yeah.
So I think you're definitely correct.
Yeah, for continuity, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so I have a message that I just received that the fish fry voting cutoff is 6 p.m. So we'll announce the winner at 6:30 p.m. So come on, Knights. Come on, Knights of Columbus. Come on, everyone who benefits from the fish fries of the Knights of Columbus. It is time to finish voting. Right now we have 21 points for St. Bridget's, 15 for Christ the King. We have 9 for St. Michael's and 8 for All Saints. You get 1 point. If you want to vote, you call in and you make a donation. You get 1 point for a one-time donation, 2 points for a monthly donation, and 3 points if you become a founder. I actually think they're selling founders short. We should be giving like 5 points for founders, right? Come on. All right. So next time, right? 678-688-4549. That is the number to call. You only have 30 minutes left for the voting. The cutoff is 6 p.m. to vote for this fish fry. It was so much fun. I'm telling you what, those Knights were here. They were bantering with each other. It was a lot of competition, a lot of testosterone going, but a very friendly competition. So just a lot of fun. And the phones went off the hook, and we actually lost signal and all kinds of stuff. And so that's why we continued it today. It wasn't intended to carry over to today, but we have. And we have had a few calls, a few votes today. So come on. I keep hoping that All Saints and St. Michael, who have been kind of the underdog the whole time, I keep hoping that they're just going to surge at the end when Christ the King and St. Bridget's can't do anything about it. They're just going to surge up there, come out from behind. So I'm waiting. Come on, All Saints. Come on, St. Michael. Come on, St. Bridget's, who's in first place, and Christ the King, second place. Let's do it. 678-688-4549. We are talking with Srishti Gupta and Rick Dickens, and we are talking about Focus and about the things that they do on the campus. One of probably the really big things that you do is the Bible studies. And you were talking about how it's all the sororities, it's with the football players. So, Rick, do you work with the football players?
I do, yes, ma'am.
That's a tough crowd, huh?
Well, you would think that, but these guys are some of the more committed and faithful men that I've ever met. It's funny. With the football players, I'd say Georgia Tech in general, these are bright, bright, bright individuals. There's a lot of things that, are for all of us areas of growth. But if you get a Georgia Tech student, football player, whoever, to be motivated to do something. I mean, these guys are mature, they are smart, they are bright, and if, as long as you empower them to actually go out and to really live out their faith, they will do it. And so the football players have been no different. They've been such a joy, an absolute gift for me, and I've loved getting to work with them.
Yeah. And so did you play football in college?
So I did not. Okay. I actually, yeah. So I'm a Greek and athlete outreach is the main two areas that I kind of do. And I was coincidentally neither on, during my undergrad at the University of Missouri. But I love the guys so much. And it's been a gift to do that. I played baseball in high school. So
yeah,
that's the extent of my athletic career. Then I was no longer good enough and called it quits.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Well, I don't know, not awesome, I guess, that you didn't get to continue, but awesome that you played it and that you enjoyed it and that your focus went to something else.
Absolutely. Well, that's a thing.
To focus. Your focus went to focus, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And as a convert in college. Yeah. Yep. I mean, once I went to college and sports was no longer there, kind of went searching for that purpose or that focus that you're talking about. And the Catholic faith was it.
Yeah. So. So tell us a little bit about each of you. I should have probably started out with that. It would have made, you know, more timeline sense, more organized if we would have started out with telling us a little bit about each of you. But let's do that now. And the number to call, 678-688-4549. So let's start with Rick. Tell us a little bit about you and what led you into Focus.
Yeah.
We heard a little bit about it. So
So my name is Rick, as you guys have come to find out. I'm from Dallas, Texas originally, and then I went to school at the University of Missouri where I studied journalism. And
wow, journalism.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. We need some good journalists out
there. No kidding. But I went in with every intention of, well, if I can't play sports, then I might as well cover it. And I quickly found out what I love most about sports is that it wasn't my job. And so I decided no longer to pursue that. And I went more strategic communication, what it's called. So marketing and advertising, if you will. And so my freshman year of college was probably the toughest year of my life, because everything that I had ever desired and dreamed of was to play sports in college, and that was no longer a possibility. And so when that was gone, I went in the college campus and I had my whole identity, I felt like, almost stripped, and I was just totally seeking for something. And so I tried looking at just about everything. I would play pickup sports, I was involved in intramurals, I had a lot of friends, I was making great grades, everything should have been great, at least in the world would have told me, but I just felt so empty inside. And so it actually wasn't until my sophomore year of college that I encountered a Focus missionary out on campus. His name is Braxton Callen. I'll never forget him. He now serves in Haiti with Family Missions Company. But anyways, just something about the way that he lived, his joy, it was very eye-opening to me. And so he got me to start going to Mass. And the thing that stood out to me about Mass was, it was the first time I'd walked into church and felt like something purposeful and meaningful was happening in front of me. And that was something that I just never felt before while walking into church. And so I was captivated, I was hooked, and I was intrigued. And just having him be able to walk with me, having him be able to introduce me to students who also were seeking something more. And it was more than just their grades or whatever the case may be, but it was really about not only living for this life, but for eternal life. And that was something that was so attractive to me and something that was so foreign to me. And so I was just so attracted to that. And when it got time to kind of decide where I was going to go into postgraduate life, I'd actually accepted a marketing and advertising job back in Dallas. But I just felt this pull over and over and over again. Focus was actually the last thing I wanted to do, because the idea of like fundraising and going back to a college campus, that I loved my time at Mizzou. Don't get me wrong. I love, love, love Mizzou. But I was ready to get off after my 4 years and start young adult life and this, that, and the other. I very much had my own plans and my own desires, but I just felt like in prayer over and over again, God was calling me to give the greatest gift that I had been given, which is my Catholic faith, to other people on a college campus. And just knowing how many people are starving out there for that and how many students were like me, I simply could not say no. And I got placed at Georgia Tech, and it's been the greatest adventure and joy that I think I've had so far. So
yeah. Excellent. Oh, so good. And then we'll talk with Srishti about your background, a little bit of background, and what brought you to Focus.
All right. So I actually grew up in India. I grew up Hindu, and when I came to college here when I was 18, I was atheist. So that's how I stepped foot on the college campus. I like to say that I was an anti-missionary. But I was atheist. I wanted everyone to be atheist. And there was really no purpose, I would say, in my life except getting good grades. I definitely found my identity in my grades. And Georgia Tech is hard, so that started going downhill at some point, and I just remember, Rick has seen it, yeah. I just remember, like, coming to a point where I just didn't have a purpose, and I didn't really know what was going on, and I was talking to a friend who is Christian, and she told me that she would pray for me, and I just launched into telling her that that's not going to work because God doesn't exist, but, you know, like, this kept friend kept pushing on, like, no, like, God does exist, Jesus does love you. And it was just intriguing, you know, because she wasn't really arguing with me. She was just, like, sharing her faith, mm-hmm. and how much she loved God. And I was curious, so I started looking into it to find something wrong with Christianity so I could just move on. Clearly, I failed pretty miserably at it here. And as I was looking for where I belonged, what church I belonged at, I ended up at Mass at the Catholic Center. One of my dorm mates brought me there. And I just had an experience with Jesus in the Eucharist during the consecration. I knew something was there. It's hard to explain it, but there was something there. I like to say I was bawling my eyes out, and I didn't understand why. So 2 weeks later, joined RCIA. I joined it to learn, but the more I learned about the faith, I just grew closer to Christ because of the beautiful complexity that there is and also simplicity at the same time. So on April 4th, 2015, I got baptized, received First Communion, and got confirmed, all at the Catholic Center at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Grand slam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of them, all together. Best day of my life. I don't think anything can beat it from there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, because I didn't have a background in, like, sharing your faith, it's a very Christian thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share this joy, but I had no idea how to.
Mm-hmm.
So come fall, Stephanie Shipley, who is a Focus missionary at Georgia Tech, I met her, and she, like, saw this, like, I really wanted to share it, but I don't know how. So she actually asked me to be one of her disciples, and she really invested in me and showed me what it means and to share your faith, but also how to share it. And the more I got involved with Focus at Georgia Tech and at the Catholic Center, I just, like, I knew God was calling me to it. I mean, obviously, there's always, like, doubts. I was definitely considering grad school. Love research. I'm a nerd through and through. So I was definitely thinking about grad school as well. But senior year, I knew he was calling me to it. So applied, got accepted. When I accepted the position, did not know I would be coming back to Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Very glad to be back. It is the best place to be.
Yeah.
But it is, I like to say this, it is actually the best job.
Mm.
I mean, I am so excited to go to work every day.
Mm.
Like, it is a joy to be a missionary.
Yeah.
So I am glad that, you know, Jesus brought me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fundraising is kind of tough when you're international like that, huh?
Yeah.
And atheist friends and family and
my family's actually Hindu, but
okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Kind of tough. So, you know, let's send a shout out. You know, God's got enough money. He's got enough mm-hmm. money for Focus. He's got enough money for Catholic Radio. He's got enough money for all of us. But right now, we're not getting a whole lot of calls, so we got to get these calls coming in. Right now, we are just... We're just $820 away now from ringing the bell. $820 away from ringing the bell. We absolutely can do this. Let's see. We have had, we're in the 5 o'clock hour. Macy called in and she was a monthly donor. And Lynette called in as a one-time and Heidi as a one-time. And that's why we're now at $49,180. And boy, I'm telling you what, if we can't get the $820 that we need in order to ring the bell before these focused missionaries leave the hot seat, we are in trouble. I'm telling you what, $820, it's all that we need. So come on, let's do this. What would that be? What about 70? You guys are the math people. $70 a month or so, something like that. I don't know. It's been 3 days and I'm tired and I can't do the math anymore. But, you know, it's like, come on, we can do this. I got to the $820. That's all we need. $820 to get us to $50,000. We can do this. Can you give all of it? Can you give part of it? Give us a call, 678-688-4549. After you do that, then go to the Focus website and you can donate to one of these two beautiful people that are here before us that are working so hard to keep our kids Catholic at the Georgia Tech Catholic Center. And I think you just go to the website and put in your name, yes? Is that the way you do it? Yes. Yeah? So spell your name for him, Srishti.
S-R-I-S-H-T-I-G-U-P-T-A.
And Rick?
R-I-C-D-I-C-K-E-N-S.
A little bit easier on you, but yes, it's R-I-C, yes, it not R-I-C-K.
Yes.
So if you would like to help them, God's got enough money. You know, he really does. It's in each of our pockets, and we just need to give back some of the many, many blessings that he gives to us. We need to give back to him. One of the ways to do that is through Catholic Radio. I really think it's a strong way because I have seen the stories over and over again. But I also think that we're getting some movement on the voting, too. I also think that Focus is doing good work. So if you would like to donate to them, either in addition to or in you know, instead of, if your heart is calling you to Focus instead of to Catholic Radio, certainly we cannot argue any of the ministries that we give some of our tithes to, give some of our blessings from God back to. And we really just pray that the Holy Spirit moves the hearts in the directions that they're supposed to move them. We are getting some voting here on the board. You know, what did I say? Look at this. St. Michael's, they're on the move. They are now up to 12 points. So come on, St. Michael's. Come on, All Saints. Come on, St. Bridget's. Come on, Christ the King. Let's do it. Let's do it. We can absolutely do this. I always go for the underdog. You know, my husband and I met at a muscular dystrophy camp. I've always, my whole life, I have voted for the underdog. And gosh, that sounds terrible. I don't mean to say that muscular dystrophy is an underdog, because they are absolutely some of my favorite people in the whole world, truly. But I guess what I'm saying is those that maybe don't have it as easy as others is probably a better way to say it. That's always where my heart goes to. Mm-hmm. So I'm rooting. I am rooting for one of these numbers that have been lower than everybody all the time to just surge at the end and just whoop them all. That's what I'm hoping for. So what I would really love is for all of them to tie. How cool would that be? You know, just get a four-way tie. That would be awesome too. Number to call if you want to vote. We only have until 6 o'clock. 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. I'm doing a pledge drive out in Colorado in a couple weeks. I'm going to call him tomorrow, the guy out there, and say, we got to do this. This is awesome. So 678-688-4549 is the number to call if you want to vote by giving a donation. One point. For a one-time donation, 2 points for a monthly donation, 3 points for a founder, and you can vote for the fish fry that you like the most. And we have a message for Rick and for Srishti from Father Jack Knight. How awesome is that? Love them and support their mission. And We love him too, don't we?
Yeah. We absolutely do. He's a great man. Yeah. So thank you, Father Jack.
Thanks, Father.
Awesome. That is awesome. He was on the air, so yeah.
Yeah, we listened to him last night.
Yeah, my daughter texted me and said, that was a great interview. And of course, I see it at like 10 o'clock last night because I don't check my phone because I go back to the hotel and research guests for the next day.
Right.
So we don't go up the air till 7. Then I go back, I eat a quick dinner, talk to my family, start researching. Then I looked at my text messages, and I was like, which one? And she said, Father Jack Knight. So she liked that as well.
That's no surprise. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We are at $49,180. Come on, give us a call. We are getting so close to 50,000. We really want to ring the bell. We only have about 10 more minutes with our focus missionaries. What else would you like for them to know, either about Catholic Radio, about Focus, about you? What would you like to tell us about in these last 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we haven't touched on yet is we're actually going to Peru tomorrow for our mission trip with 25 students as well. And so that's, again, one of the things that, that Focus, and this is really something that Father Josh has done a great job with at the Georgia Tech Catholic Center as well. But we're going to Peru tomorrow. We will literally, in 24 hours, be up in the air headed that way. And so... I think that would be something cool. I know Trishti has actually been on it as a student, so she can probably talk about it a little bit more.
As a student, I've been on it twice, and this is my third time going back. It is actually the Georgia Tech Catholic Center's mission. Mm. So it's not just that we take a mission trip there. There's multiple students that have at different times gone and just worked there for months. But every spring break, we will go there, and we go back to the same community, and we work with them. And I think it's beautiful because you go back every year and you meet the same people and you get to serve them. And it's so different from it's so different from just being here, you know, because when you're in Peru, you're separated almost. Like most of our students don't have their phones in them. We work on a completely different schedule and everything, and they just get to take a step back and like really learn what it means to serve the people in front of them. Mm-hmm. And that I think is something very beautiful. This is actually our fifth year with this mission trip.
Nice.
And the first year was actually, I believe, a Focus mission trip. And then I'm guessing Father loved it. And then, so now it's a Catholic Center mission trip. And all the students are from Georgia Tech pretty much.
Yeah. So
this is going to be his first time.
Yeah. This is my first time actually leaving the country. So we'll see how that goes. I'm a little nervous, but, it should be really good. And just to have the students get to go out, to have this type of experience and to be able to, as Trishti was talking about, nothing else matters except encountering the person in front of you. That's what we're asked to do, and to go serve. And that's the most beautiful thing, hearing these stories of people coming back and talking about people by name that they will be praying for, that they may never see again, right? And that's such a beautiful, beautiful gift. And so we're really excited to go do that just be a part, for me, to get to be a part of this for the first time and to go outside this country. I'm really excited, and it's going to be a wonderful experience.
I mean, it's lasting relationships, honestly, for everyone that goes. I myself am taking letters from recent graduates that went on the mission trip with me last year, and from people from years before, and I'm taking these letters to the people that, you know, I'm going to meet again. So it's not like it's not a mission trip where you would go and then you forget. Like, you know those people, we pray for them very often, we remember them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just get to go back, which is great.
That is great. That is so good. And so I'm sitting here wondering too, so I'll ask the question, then I'll give out the number because we only have 10 minutes left in the Fish Fry competition. But I'm sitting here wondering, you know, what kind of impact has... you grew up Catholic, Rick. Is that
true? I converted my sophomore year of college.
Okay, that's right. That's what you said too. And so how has this impacted your family? I mean, you converted to the faith. now you're a focused missionary, one of those crazy focused missionaries who are giving up their lives and, and living on what other people will donate to their missionary status. And so how has that impacted your family? But I got to give out the number 678-688-4549. Talking with Srishti Gupta, Rick Dickens. We only have a few more minutes, only until 6 o'clock for the fish fry competition. If you want to vote on that, call 678-688-4549. Only have a few more minutes to get up to $50,000 so that we ring the bell. Come on, let's do it. 678-688-4549. How has it impacted your families?
So, I mean, obviously, initially, it was really hard for them. However, I would say it opened up a space for us to have really good conversations about deeper things. And I think that really helped. I know when I started Focus, there was a lot of friction between me and my family. However, it's just the story from the Bible where Jesus says that what you give up, you will receive hundredfold. Mm-hmm. I think that applies so well because, yes, there was friction in the beginning, but I can very truly say that my relationship with my parents right now is way better than it was before that, because now we've had really good conversations. I mean, my mom came to visit me last week, yeah, which didn't happen all through 4 years of college.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those things, like, I think God definitely has a plan there where he takes care of our families. Now, how long it takes is a different situation for everyone. I think it does give room for very good conversations, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. And Rick?
Yeah, I would say that's to Trishy's point. I think that's a very similar with, especially with the conversations. And I think it's sometimes the hardest people to evangelize mm-hmm. to is your family, because mm-hmm. they know you so well. And they know what you're like before your conversion. They know what you're like during your conversion, post-conversion. And so it's difficult to do. But I think we've been able to have conversations about why I'm interested in Focus, yeah, why I wanted to do it, why or what impact it's had on me, as well as the Catholic faith in general. And so it's been really cool to have those conversations I would have never have thought about or even dreamed about, to be honest. And
yeah,
kind of like Trishy, I had my twin actually come down this past yeah. weekend, and he got to spend the weekend with me and see what I do. And I think that they, once they start to see kind of what, you know, what we do and how hard we work and how yeah. hard we work for Christ and the church, I think they're intrigued by that and captivated yeah. by it. And one other thing I'd add in there too that I think has been such a gift is that the scripture that always comes to mind, and Jesus talking about like, who are my brothers and sisters? Those yeah. who are like my brothers and sisters in Christ are yeah. is like my family. And I think that that's been the greatest gift, is I have 50 mission partners who yeah. give to me every single month, that without yeah. them, I would not be able to get to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they are my family, my friends that yeah. are Catholic have been my family. And now I have yeah. another family at Georgia Tech. I have one yeah. back at Mizzou. And the Newman Center there has been such a gift. And so truly, it's like
yeah.
having my immediate family, there's nothing like that. But then I feel like I've gotten a
yeah.
whole separate family as well.
Yeah. Especially with the team and the mission partners.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not on mission alone. You're all together.
Sorry, I forgot the team. The team's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are truly a family. We literally spent.
We actually are like a family.
Oh, and by the way, yeah.
Yeah, no. Exactly. So much, my bad.
You're fine.
But they're incredible. That's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. So we are out of time. Last thought that you'd like to share, number to call 678-688-4549, and then a closing prayer.
I would just say that the Catholic Church is so worth pursuing, and God is so worth love falling in love with. Like that's he's the most important one out there. Rick, do you?
Yeah, and I would say along those lines, something very similar is, no matter, sometimes we feel like what God is asking of us is too much. I think Shrishti and I felt that way, maybe about like a call to focus of like, oh my gosh, we've given you everything. We confirmed, we've literally changed our lives, like how we've been living like tenfold. Like this is crazy. But every single yes, and no matter how small or big it is a yes that God will then just bless and just absolutely do wonderful and amazing things with that. So I just challenge everyone to, if they feel called to do something, if they feel called to make a life change, whatever the case may be, especially in this time of Lent, what better time, right?
Yeah, perfect time.
Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, like just to sit there and to pursue the Lord wholeheartedly, to give your yes and to just know Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, it says that the Lord will fight for you. Know that that is true. Just be still, know that the Lord is fighting for you and have confidence in that.
Love it. Well, I have good news because Tony DeMario called and said, "Go Dogs!"
Oh.
and he said, "Pick up the bell because we get to ring it." So pick them up. Both. We got two bells. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it.
Go Jackets.
Go Jackets.
To heck with Georgia.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right. Number to call 678-688-4549. We're going to be welcoming the Notre Dame Academy John Henry Spahn and NDA students here in just a moment. And then the last 15 minutes, we're going to be talking with Carol and staff. Carol and Steph, who keep all this going here at Catholic Radio. Got it going. Keep it going. We'll be talking about that in the last 15 minutes. Stay tuned. 678-688-4549.